Unit 1, Lesson A, Exercises 8 and 10. 1. Amy.
My brother is very different from me. I mean, I often do things without thinking about the consequences. I'll decide I'm going to do something and then do it immediately. But my brother's the opposite, really. He doesn't rush into things. He'll always think carefully and consider his options before he does something. And he's the same with his opinions. He reminds me of my dad, actually, as wise as an owl. He's very balanced and doesn't make up his mind really quickly, whereas I always form opinions really quickly. Mind you, I'm usually happy to change them.
2. Carl.
My friend Sam is such a good person to have around. He's as happy as a lark, always laughing and joking. He really enjoys life, and when I come to think about it, I've rarely seen him in a bad mood. People are automatically attracted to him when we're out. He's always the center of attention at any party we go to. He's a great friend for me because I'm naturally more reserved and gloomy, but he can always cheer me up and make me laugh. He always sees the funny side of things and tells a lot of amusing stories. Actually, I'm sure he invents half of them, but who cares when they're so entertaining?
3. Mary.
I wish I liked my cousin Scylla more, but I find it really difficult to get on with her, which is a shame because our mothers are sisters and our two families see quite a lot of each other. She's a couple of years older than me and her family has more money than us, a lot more actually, which doesn't help, but I often feel that she thinks that she's better than me. Anything she does or has is always the best, according to her, and she's always showing off something new that she has or telling me how good she is at something. She often criticizes or laughs at me and pays no attention to my opinions. I've tried telling her how I feel, but she just doesn't listen.
4. Neil.
My dad is a good, kind man, and I know he loves me, but he finds it very difficult to show his feelings. He's just the opposite to Mum, who's very affectionate, and is always throwing her arms around me and telling me how proud she is of me. She can sometimes be a bit embarrassing in front of my friends, but I don't care. I wish my dad would do the same once in a while. For example, he came to watch me play in a football match, and I scored a goal. Although he didn't really show it, I'm sure he was very proud of me. He patted me on the back, but he didn't say anything at all, so I wasn't sure. His father, my grandfather, was just the same, so it's obviously just the way he is.
5. Vicky.
My sister is a really good person to have around when things aren't going well or when you need help. She's calm in a crisis, as cool as a cucumber, as they say. And if you ask her to do something, she'll more often than not do it. And if she can't do it, she'll tell you straight out. You can always rely on her to do what she says. You know, she doesn't make empty promises. I often go to her for advice, too, because I know she'll be honest with me. She doesn't just tell me what I want to hear. You can rely on her to give advice that's best for you, even if you may not like it.